Welcome back to the Brave Plug, the best plug there ever has been, right?
Yes, indeed.
Today we have Ministers Zuya and Siobhan joining us. Thank you, ladies, for coming through and welcome to the plug.
Hi, nice to be here.
Thank you.
Excited, yeah, excited to have you guys as well as to dive into a topic such as victory as teens. So I think being youth leaders, I think we can actually start with how should a team actually prioritize their relationship with God? Siobhan, if we could start with you.
I think I'll take it from a personal experience. I started serving when I was like about 16, 17. Yeah. Mm. And I used to be very shy.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know her anymore.
Out your box, girl.
Yeah, I don't know her anymore. But yeah, I'm still very reserved, but I'm more like extroverted. Mm. So in taking it like that, I think that when you put God in everything, like when I say everything, I mean even like your Instagram feed.
Mm. Yeah.
Like if you look at my For You page, it's just God everywhere. You're hearing his word, you're hearing pastors, like Maverick City music, everything, quotes, whatever it is that pops up on your feed. So just like putting God in everything.
Yeah.
Everywhere you look, go home, music you listen to, things you watch, it aligns, should align with God.
Yeah, no, 100%. Zuya?
I think, you know, as the favorite leader,
we saw this coming. I
think, well, okay, maybe I'll just approach it in a different light to say that it's difficult.
Yeah.
Especially in the world that we're living in social media and
today's society.
There's so many things that are bombarding us. So I feel like with that, like she said, putting God in everything, customizing your life to be able to suit, you know, basically, if I can say, what is it, the typical Christian doings, like maybe reading your Bible and stuff like that. It's you having to say, okay, you know what, instead of picking up my phone this morning, let me pick up my Bible. Or if I'm going to be on my phone, let me play a worship song.
Yeah.
You know, just like small things that can distract us and just placing it with whatever doings, if I can put it that way, that we have to do. But yeah, prioritizing God is difficult. But I think definitely being real enough to understand that we do get distracted, but then putting yourself back in like
position.
The right place.
So in discovering yourself as a child of God, you know, a lot of things you can actually find that young people face. So a lot of societal pressures, and even when they try to, you know, pursue God and do these beautiful things like what you both have shared, sometimes just society can just be against them, right? Can really just try to pull them away from their Christian walk. So what do you guys think are some of the ways that a young person can kind of stand firm in their identity and, you know, not be held back by societal influences and what the world says that they should do and what the world says that they should be? So let's start with you, Yvonne.
Okay, so I think, like, first of all, disengage really quickly if you feel like you going a different way. But also just, like, protecting your heart and protecting the things that you let into it. So for instance, if like your friend is doing something that, you know, okay, if I start doing this, the path is different now. Just like know your identity, know, like if you let that into your heart, that's who you're going to become. And just, yeah, just guard your heart really in everything that you do.
It's so cool that, you know, you speak about guarding your heart. I think just that is a big part of being brave. Being brave enough to not conform, right, to whatever is happening around us. And
just
I think,
say no,
to be able to say, gosh, no thank you.
Yeah, especially with peer pressure in today's society. I think as teens, we face a lot of peer pressure. So having the bravery, like you said, to say no, it is difficult. So how would you, Zuya, say to those that are facing peer pressure, how can they actually say no, you know, to whatever society is throwing at them?
You know, I know the kids might hate to hear this, but your parents, guys, you know, they speak wisdom sometimes. I don't want to lie.
No, that's true.
I know for me, I grew up in a Christian household, grew up a pastor's kid, and for me, okay, I never like spiraled like maybe some of the others do, but I for sure felt like, yo, I am going to church all the time, I'm doing all of these things all the time, like, you know, we can, you know, like hold off. But at the same time, my parents would always remind me and say, no, don't go with these type of friends,
yeah,
or don't do these type of things. If you find yourself in this situation, do this. And so just like the scripture says, train up a child in the way that they should go and they'll not depart from it.
Yeah.
I think those small voices, whenever I was in places I shouldn't be in, it's like, don't do that.
Yeah, it's the conscience.
Yeah. And I think I was lucky to have the Holy Spirit, you know, moving with me wherever I went. So in terms of saying no, and in terms of, you know, being able to be brave enough to say that, asking the Holy Spirit to guide you, even if you don't really understand what the Holy Spirit can do and that type of thing, he's your biggest friend in the world, really. I mean, Jesus sent him for us to be able to help guide us and lead us and show us the way that we should go. But yeah, our parents and the Holy Spirit, I definitely would say, can help to say no, because it's difficult to be on your own. And I know friends.
I like that what she's saying is that we're fortunate to have the Holy Spirit. And I think, like, if we can even just consider, like, when we were in our teens, having the Holy Spirit makes the world of a difference, right?
Yeah.
Because you can easily, like, see other desires and other temptations and be like, oh, I so want to go. But if the Holy Spirit is there, you're better for him being there, because then your decisions are pure. Pure, and they honor him, right, at the end of the day. So that's really cool. I like that.
Siobhan, and then just if you could provide us a good examples with why a positive influence is so important in today's society.
So I used to have like a really big group of friends, right?
Yeah.
And you know, like, you know, when everyone's people, you know?
Yeah.
And like now I look back and I don't talk to any of them.
Sure, yeah.
And there's a reason for that. You know, like the things that they get into, you can see on social media, like they go clubbing and they're doing things that just don't align with who I am.
Yeah.
And yeah, so having positive people, like meeting new people and meeting people that's on the same path as you, the same, like running the same race, really.
Yeah.
It's so important so that they can encourage you. And even like if you meet people who are ahead of you, you can see like, okay, I'm going through this now and they've probably been through that. So I can ask them like, how did you deal with that? How did you get to where you are? Yeah. So yeah, like surrounding yourself with positivity makes, like what you surround yourself with is what you become. So yeah, just surrounding yourself with people.
I believe that too, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Amen. Like, hallelujah.
Yeah,
that's really cool because we really do become the people that we're surrounded by. Like, it's, if you can think about the people who, let's say maybe just five people around you. After some time, you end up sounding like them. Like I know with my husband, I sometimes say things that he says, and I'm like, oh, like, shucks. Like, I'm like, God was in his bag. I'm like, what bag are you talking about?
How did that get me here?
I have never referred to bags that way before. But it's good then for us to protect ourselves. There is a beautiful scripture which speaks about like how can a young man keep his ways pure, and God really just instructs us, and actually he's giving us like awesome insight to hide his word in us. And so I think one of the questions then I have for you guys is, as a young person, how can you actually just protect yourself as you hide yourself in the word? How do you protect yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually so that, you know, at the end of our lives, or when we come to meet with Jesus one day, that he is able to say, well done, you know, you ran well, and now you get to come into my presence and not have Jesus say to us like, yo, I don't know you, you look nothing like me, get out of my sight.
Well, I'll say it says in the Bible that, see, I had the scripture now and it's gone, but basically it was talking about how to, it's gone. It's gone, but what can I say? Okay, can you ask the question again before I jump?
Okay, so basically the question is...
Oh, how do you protect yourself?
Yes, how do you protect yourself, your spirit, mental health, your body, just as a young person, so that you can actually honor God with your life and how you lead it, so that when we meet with Jesus one day, He is pleased, you know, with how we've led our lives.
Yeah, so it says that basically... do everything unto God, or do everything as though you're doing it unto God.
Yeah.
And I think that's basically the answer itself, because if you don't do everything as though you're doing it unto Him, then who are you doing it for? Mm-hmm. I know I've been serving, like I mentioned, I grew up in church my whole life and that type of thing, and I've served also my whole life. But then there was a point where serving became a burden. Yeah, and it's that thing of like, yeah, no, but you know, you're doing it for God, but then you can feel in your heart like you're becoming weary of things. You be like, okay, no, maybe this person actually don't want to talk to them. Like you just start doing all these small things that could end up becoming your biggest demons later on in life.
Yeah.
But with that, I think I had to bring myself back to say, who am I doing this for?
Yeah.
And why am I doing it? Am I doing it just because of the works? And the reality is actually we don't even need to do anything technically, because Jesus sent His Son to die on the cross for us. And His love is the thing that actually saved us, not our works, not what we are doing now, and those type of things. It's His love.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that saved us. And so even getting to heaven, it's the confession. It's not our works. It's not what we're going to do in the next 10 years. Maybe that can help us build our houses in heaven.
Yeah.
But getting us there in the first place, it has nothing to do with us.
Sure. Yeah.
So I think being able to protect yourself in all spheres of life requires you to say to yourself, okay, who am I doing this for? Mm-hmm. Who am I trying to get good marks for? Who am I trying to be good friends with, and why?
Yeah.
You know, asking yourself these things so that you can also have discernment and being able to say, okay, you know what, guys, I'm actually friends with you because I know that we'll be able to win souls.
Yeah.
Like, it's as simple as that. We don't have to be friends because we like each other.
Yeah.
I mean, yes. But I mean, in the grander scheme of things, it's not because you like each other. It's because you have a mission together.
Yes.
There's a calling that we all have in our lives. And because we are connecting at the same point in time, we all have a mission that we're working towards. So I think, being able to understand that you're doing it for God, you're doing it for His glory and His purpose and mission. But then also not forgetting to remind yourself that you are loved, because we often put a lot of effort into our works and forget that God's love is the one that gives us peace, joy, understanding, kindness, and all of those things. And that's what will help us mentally, you know, spiritually, physically, in the sense of being tired and that type of thing. But
it's powerful. Thank you.
It has to be powerful, guys. To leaders.
Yes. Thank you, ladies. I think you both shared so much of insight that is also just powerful for the teens and the younger generation. So thank you for sharing, and thank you for being here. Continue to shine your light wherever you go, especially in the lives of the teens. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.